Good week of practice, gearing up for your Jamboree games coming up on Monday, aren't you?
Yeah, you know, we did have a good week of practice, some good ones in there. You know, first full week of school, you got to get back in the groove there, and then you got to, you know, you got to do team pictures and some of that stuff this week, and that kind of disrupts things a little bit. But, you know, it was good to get another week in. The girls are itching. I'm itching to get to the games, though. You know, you get to that point in the first couple weeks of 2-a-days and then the first week of practice where you want to get some games in and start learning from there. So,
want to face somebody besides yourselves in practice. It gets a little old, doesn't it,
after a while? Yeah, and, you know, the girls are doing a good job of pushing each other on both sides of the net. But, yeah, you do just get to that point after the first couple weeks here. Hey, we want to see someone else and, you know, kind of just push ourselves a little bit more in those types of games. So,
Dundee County, Stratton, Hitchcock County will be in once again, and everybody will play each other in two sets, right?
Yep, two. So we'll play Dundee first, and then Hitchcock and Dundee will play, and then we'll play Hitchcock at the end of it. So two sets, no matter what happens. So, no, it'll be nice to get a Jamboree game in like that, especially where we've had some position battles. We're still looking into them at Monday, you know. We've had some kind of solidify this week, but we still have a couple that are open and kind of want to see them in a game-like atmosphere. So,
well, that's nothing wrong with that. Going into the final week, you still got some good competition, huh?
Oh, yeah, we do. Like I said, we've had some girls solidify themselves. You know, Rowan Weimers has stepped up. She's kind of solidified herself at the right side position this last week. We still have some girls kind of competing, you know, for a DS spot in the back row, or whether someone plays all the way around. And then, you know, we still kind of have an open middle contest up from the front row. You know, Abby Renner's had a really good couple weeks of practice, and she's put herself right in the mix there. And then Kelly Crawford has as well. You know, they're kind of going to be in the mix, and so we'll see what they have Monday night. So
would this just be a varsity, or are you gonna try to play as many as you can for this one, or?
Yeah, you know, it's a varsity match, so we'll play kind of our main core and then look at those couple position battles that are going on. Probably not a ton of, you know, changes, but, you know, one set will kind of be one lineup, next set will be another lineup. So
it's just the Jamboree matches next week is pretty much all you have. Then you get things started the week after that, don't you?
No, we actually have Lex on Thursday, so we'll have Jamboree Monday, and then we'll go to Lexington on Thursday.
Oh, that's right. It is on Thursday already.
Yeah, you know, we'll get that Jamboree game in, and then we'll be able to practice a couple days and look at what we need to improve on from that Jamboree game, and then we jump right into Lexington. And then the following week we have the triangular with Chase County and Minden. So
that's good. That's good. You don't want to wait a whole – you got Monday and then wait a whole week. That's too long.
No. It will be nice to start with a dual match too. I kind of like starting with those, you know, 3 out of 5. That way if some kinks happen, you have, you know, a couple sets to work through them where – triangulars, if you have those kinks happen in a 2 out of 3, it sometimes catches you quick. So
you've got to get yourself used to 3 out of 5. It's going to happen down the line.
Oh, yeah. You know, and we played in, what was it, 3 5-set matches last year. So we kind of got some of that feeling with those older girls or the experience that we've had last year. But we're going to see some of those games. And so, you know, it's nice to get into those dual matches and kind of learn how to finish those teams off so that maybe you avoid that fifth set as well. So
how are your youngsters? Because you fit your freshmen in there in the mix too. How are they coming along for you?
Yeah, you know, the youngsters, that, like I said from the beginning, they've not been afraid to just jump in and push themselves, you know, whether it's in a drill or for playing time on a certain team. You know, that's something I've liked about that group. Sometimes freshmen coming in, sophomores, you know, even after a freshman season, kind of play timid and don't want to, you know, insert themselves in the drill, and that group hasn't done that. So, yeah, we'll have some young girls playing for us this year. So, you know, can we grow up quick and kind of learn from those moments early in the season and keep progressing as a team?
Yeah,
so
there's going to be some kids on the floor for you, you know, early on that really didn't get a lot of varsity experience at all last year, did they?
You know, we had a big senior class, and then, you know, even our experience from last year is mainly back row and then Corey. You know, they're stepping up in the front row positions this year, or Ashlyn Randall stepped up as our setter this year. And she's doing a really good job there. She's kind of thrown into the fire, but she's athletic and quick, and she knows the game, so that's going to help her out there. So even, you know, she swung a little bit at times on varsity, but she's going to have to set for us. So we'll have a lot of young girls in there early. And like I said, you know, we're gonna have some young mistakes early, but it's just how we, you know, fight through those and, you know, overcome those.
Yes, a couple of those girls you just mentioned are going to be six rotation players. They're going to play all the way around, aren't they?
Yeah. Definitely, you know, looking at Bailey Foster's worked herself in the six rotations. Bailey Favre at Libero, six rotations. Ashland, you know, those were kind of the three back row players, and even Corey's done a really good job in the back row, and we'll start her off in six rotations as well. So, the core we had from last year is, you know, up their game and prove that they need to be out there all six rotations, and then the younger girls are mixing in, and then we'll see what we have there. So,
what time's everything start on Monday now?
Jamborees starts at 7, okay. So kind of late start, but it's a NSAA Hall of Fame game, so. You have to pay.
No passes are allowed.
So, yeah. It's a good experience. Money goes towards a cause. So, 7 o'clock is when we play. So
very good. That's on Monday. Then on Thursday, and then the matches really start coming fast and furious, don't they?
Oh yeah. Once we start with that Thursday Lux, and then we go Tuesday Chase County Minden. Last year we played Hastings right after that Tuesday matchup, but that one got moved to the end. So it will be nice to get, you know, three games in, have a couple of practices, but then we go pretty much Tuesday, Thursday from there on out with some tournaments mixed in on Saturdays.
And again, the Chase County Minden games are at the college. You're going to play varsity at the college, and the JVs will be at the high school, right?
Yes, that is correct. Yep, varsity at the college, JV at the high school. We'll play Minden first, and then we'll sit a game and then play Chase County on that night. So,
all right, here we go. Rock and roll and get going with a lot of matches. It's going to be fun, isn't it?
Yeah, it will be fun.